The Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, from the 18th chapter, glory to you, O Lord. Our Gospel this morning comes from Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, and can be found on page 1628 in your pew Bible. Luke records, "Then Jesus told his disciples a parable, to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said this, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. But there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time, the judge refused. But finally, he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?' This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." You may be seated. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Before we get started, this particular parable and passage in the Gospel according to Luke is something that is very meaningful to me. Not that it should make a difference for you, but I just want to let you know that this touches my heart, this entire scripture and the ramifications within it and for it, for the truth. So, to begin with today's gospel, as usual, it comes with a much larger context. You know, we need to be aware of certain things. So, in this chapter, we're reminded that verse numbers, and all throughout Scripture, but that verse numbers are useful aids for finding places in the Bible. They're not inspired, though. So when you hear me say, "Yeah, I don't know the address, but I know that I've heard that," they help us find things. But they are not chapter and verses inspired by God. Amen? Okay. All right. They create a artificial boundary in the text. But in the original, there was no such boundary. So a lot of times we hear scholars say, when you read a letter that somebody sends you, do you just read part of it and set it down and get back to it later? No, you read the entire letter. And that's kind of how, not kind of, that's how we ought to read the epistles, especially of Paul, in one sitting. So back to our scripture here. Jesus has been talking about the end time before this, and he has also been talking about the persecution that the church will endure before the end of time, before that comes. And at times, the persecution, he warns, will be so severe that God's remnant, they will eagerly desire the end of time to come quickly. They'll be looking up and saying, check, please. I'm done. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Jesus said this in Luke 17:22. Jesus said to the disciples, the days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. Jesus encouraged the disciples to not lose heart. Don't give up in the middle of persecution. Boy, it feels like I want to do that sometimes. It's so much, I'm done. Let me out. For when the time is right, Jesus assures us and his disciples, the Son of Man will come to judge both the living and the dead. So, this is where today's gospel begins. That in light of the fact that the church will be persecuted in this world, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. Jesus instructs his church to pray while she is in this world. The judge in the parable was not worthy of his position. How can we say that? Well, glad you asked. For it's written, Jesus said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. This judge was interested in his own comfort. And he didn't really care about the cases that came before him. He was not interested in the law of God, and he wasn't interested in the welfare or the opinion of people. He was just interested in his own convenience. How would you like to be going up in front of a judge like that? Unfortunately, the widow in today's parable, she had no choice. Widows in biblical times, they had absolutely no power. They were devoid of any clout. They were among the weakest, the most vulnerable members of society. And it is for this reason that Old Testament law stipulated that the worshiping community, the church, care for them. Moses said this, cursed be anyone who perverts the justice due to the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 27. Jesus did not give the details of the woman's case. Did you notice that? The details of her case apparently are not relevant to the point of the parable. But what we do know is that this woman went to someone who should have helped her in her quest for justice. The judge saw no gain, no upside in helping this woman. So he decided to ignore her. And for a while he refused. That's in Luke 18, verse 4. He hoped that she would just give up and go away. But she didn't. And every morning he entered his court, and there she'd be. She'd be making her petition. And eventually he got sick and tired of seeing her. And after a while, we read in Luke 18, 4 through 5, after a while he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And ultimately, we read and we can assume and we see that the widow wore that man down. He did not hear her case because it was the right thing to do. Nope. He heard her case because he was sick and tired of seeing her in his court every day. He simply wanted to get rid of her. Now, this parable is a parable of contrast. Jesus contrasted this unrighteous judge with God, who is a righteous and holy God. He said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God give justice to his elect?" That's you, his children, those who believe. "Those who cry to him day and night, will he delay long over them?" He says, "I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily." With these words, Jesus taught his disciples that if an unrighteous judge will give justice just to get a nagging widow off his back, how much more will the God of love and mercy ultimately bring justice to his beloved people? The judge didn't want to hear from the widow. God wants to hear from you. The contrast between God and the unrighteous judge is not the only contrast in this parable. There is also a contrast between us and the widow. Although Jesus did not tell us the details of the widow's case, we do know with certainty that it was a good case. Now, on the other hand, our case before God is the exact opposite, yours and mine. In fact, if we ever came before the court of the holy and almighty God on our own, apart from Jesus, he would find us guilty. And he would sentence us to nothing but punishment here in time and forever in eternity. Now, the widow had good reason to ask the court to act. And we have good reason to ask the court not to act. We, by nature, have no rights in God's court. By nature, we do not. Now, however, here's the turn, but God loves us so much that he worked out a plan to give us those rights. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world in order to redeem the world. Jesus Christ endured the punishment of the guilty verdict that we deserve. He opened God's court to all when he died on the cross. And then he rose from the dead. And although we have no rights in God's court, he gives us rights for the sake of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We receive those rights when the Holy Spirit works faith in us. God forgives you all of your sins for his sake, for Jesus' sake. We receive those rights when the Holy Spirit works faith in us. The judge who neither feared God nor cared about his fellow man, finally did the right thing just to get the widow off his back and out of his courtroom. Now, how much more will God, who sacrificed his only begotten Son, do what is best for you and for me? When it comes to God, we're assured that God listens and he will surely grant grace to all those who cry out to him. And in this parable, Jesus teaches us to pray. To pray continually and to never lose heart. Why? Because his promise is that he will grant vindication and justice for his chosen ones, and he will do so quickly. However, the vindication and the justice that he grants us, it's not what we deserve. He does not bring about justice dictated by the law, but the justice that is dictated by his love and his grace. Jesus shows us that God's justice is not rightly understood until you first understand God's suffering law. Jesus shows us a suffering love that at its aim is to make the sinner whole and the ungodly just. This suffering love is even for people just like that unjust judge. And it is most certainly for you and for me. Luther said, when he teaches about prayer in his small catechism, he says that we are to be confident when we pray. We are to be confident as we ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. We are God's children for the sake of the innocent suffering and death of our Savior Jesus Christ. God deeply longs for us to approach him. That is, describing to him the needs of our lives and the longings of our hearts. So, are we called to do it once? Twice? No. We are called to pray continually. We are called to never give up. Now, the most profound prayer that we have is the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us. And in a few minutes, we will join together in that prayer. And shortly after that, God will answer that prayer in a very special way. I mean, what better way is there for God's kingdom to come on this earth than when it comes in the true body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ? Then, with that body and blood, we receive forgiveness for our trespasses. For Jesus himself said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Matthew 26:28. Jesus said it. And all this comes to us when our daily bread comes together with God's word according to his command. Is it any wonder that we pray the Lord's Prayer shortly before we receive this very special answer to prayer? We are children of God. For the sake of the suffering and death of Jesus Christ, and as such, we already have God's kingdom among us. However, we are not fully aware of this kingdom, as Paul wrote this, "For now we see in a mirror colored darkly, but then face to face. Now," Paul said, "I see in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." The letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. So we pray continuously. We pray especially for the end of time. The time when we shall see Jesus face to face. We pray for the final day of judgment. And after Jesus finished telling the parable, he asked this, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Will he find faith that is persistent? Faith that is loyal? Well, the answer implied in the question is, you betcha. Yes, he will. He will find people like those mentioned throughout the Bible who prayed without ceasing. He will find in people like the tax collector who humbled himself and he beat his chest imploring God for mercy. He will find faith in people who, like little children, look to Christ and then they trust him implicitly. He will find faith in people like the blind beggar who cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He will find faith in people like you and me. For we too are the people who stand before God imploring Christ for mercy and leaning on him for everlasting hope. So, can we pray and not lose heart? The answer is yes. Can we pray and not give up? Absolutely. For we know to whom we belong. Jesus Christ shed his blood in order to ransom you and me from sin. You belong to him. You are part of his family. He has won eternal life for you. And part of that eternal life is the right to open your heart to God in prayer. Peter wrote this. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Is anyone anxious out there? Cast them over to him because he loves you, his child. Dad loves you, and he wants to hear from you. He cares for you. And unlike the judge in today's parable, God wants to hear from you. You are his beloved child, so pray continually. And do not lose heart. In the name of Jesus, amen.